Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Jet Airways' future hinges on four little-known suitors who have shown interest in the bankrupt airline. As per the latest details, 4 out of 12 expressions of interest received by the airline have met the eligibility criteria and they will soon submit final bids to acquire the airline. The deadline for corporate insolvency resolution process of Jet Airways has been extended by more than 2 months to August 21st to exclude the duration of coronavirus lockdown that began on March 25th. Veteran banker Uday Kotak has been appointed as the new president of the Confederation of Indian Industry for 2020-21, the chamber said yesterday. Uday, who was also the president designate of CII for the last 2 years, will replace Vikram Kirloskar, chairman and managing director of Kirloskar Systems Limited and vice chairman of Toyota Kirloskar Motor. Moody's Investor Service has downgraded the long-term issuer ratings of oil marketing companies including Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation, Oil India Limited, Indian Oil Corporation and Bharat Petroleum Corporation. The outlooks on these ratings are negative, the agency said. On Monday, Moody's downgraded India's sovereign rating for the first time in 22 years by a notch to Baa3, which is the lowest investment grade. Auto major Mahindra & Mahindra on Wednesday said it estimates production loss of 87,000 vehicles and 30,000 tractors in first quarter of current fiscal due to suspension of manufacturing operations amid the coronavirus-led lockdown. The estimated loss for March was around 23,400 vehicles and 14,700 tractors, M&M said. National Highways Builders Federation has requested NHAI to extend coronavirus-related relief to all operating projects, regardless of them being old, and not keep it limited to model concession agreement. Mumbai escaped the brunt of a cyclone on Wednesday after winds changed direction and the storm made landfall further south on India's western coast than expected, giving some respite to a metropolis already ravaged by coronavirus infections. The cyclone barreled into the western coast around 100 kilometers south of India's financial capital, Mumbai, with winds gusting up to 120 kilometers per hour. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.